Now, there's been a lot of comment following the release of the final EPA report yesterday recommending approval of the James Price Point site for a proposed gas processing hub. The report details 29 conditions to the approval. These include the need for further studies on the habitats of dugongs and turtles, no marine blasting at night during whale migration season, and the recommendation that the precinct should avoid dinosaur footprints by being offshore by at least 900 metres. Steve Salisbury is a paleontologist with the University of Queensland who's independently researching the sites of dinosaur tracks in the Kimberley. He met with the EPA while they were collating their report last year. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Now, how much involvement did you have with the EPA during their visits to the Kimberley?
Well, they approached me initially with regard to assistance for these surveys. I obviously wanted to remain independent with regard to the research that we were doing, but in collaboration with Gullarabaloo traditional custodians, we were prepared to at least assist the EPA and in particular the two international paleontologists that they organised to come out here with or through DSD to assess the track sites.
Now, when the EPA approached you, how far down the road of research to the dinosaur footprints were you at James Price Point?
We'd conducted a few months of work up in the area since last year, sort of June, July, so we had a pretty good handle on what was there at that point. And, you know, as much as I was able to, I at least shared my understanding of the track sites in the vicinity of James Price Point with the EPA at that time.
Steve, just give us a thumbnail sketch, if you would, of the extent of the dinosaur footprints in that area, because I don't think too many people are fully aware of the extent of the dinosaur footprints.
No, I mean, I wasn't myself either until I got to go up there and have a detailed look. But essentially all the way along the Dampier Peninsula coastline, where we've got outcrops of the Broome sandstone, you pretty much have dinosaur footprints. And although the exposures of the Broome sandstone along the coastline aren't continuous, there is a lot of it. Pretty much anywhere you see rock platforms or exposed reefs, they're most of the time Broome sandstone. And in the majority of instances, when you have a close look at them, you discover evidence of dinosaurs. And James Price Point, obviously it's quite a big headland. There's a lot of exposed rock there at low tide, and there are a lot of dinosaur tracks through there. You know, we've been documenting that area now for about a year, and there are literally thousands of dinosaur tracks there. And you know, I was pleased to see in the report that the EPA had considered by the two international paleontologists that they recognise that as well.
Could you explain to us, Steve? This is another sticking point for people who aren't expert, and that is that sandstone is a very soft stone, whereas I think people would be far more willing to accept the fact of the presence of the footprints if, for instance, they were set in granite or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just using sandstone in a broad sense. This is the rock unit is referred to as the Broome sandstone. But within it, we have layers of, you know, classic sandstones, but then there are also finer siltstones, clays, muds, all sorts of different types of sedimentary rocks. And typically we find the dinosaur tracks preserved in layers of finer grained sediment, mm-hmm. So finer sandstones. And these appear to be areas of exposed land between changing river channels.
So these are really dinosaur footprints. I mean, there's no doubt of that, is there?
No, they're definitely footprints, and they're what's really spectacular about a lot of the tracks up in that area is that, you know, not only can you find footprints, but you can see the footprints preserved in the ancient landscape, and that landscape is almost preserved in entirety. So you can stand there at places like James Price Point and literally look out over a 130 million year old landscape and see the evidence of the animals that were alive at that time.
So what was the reaction of the EPA when you showed them the tracks at James Price Point?
I mean, I was quite amazed at their reaction, and I think, you know, a bit amazed by the decision today, because at the time, you know, when I shared with them what I knew, I mean, they knew a little bit back then, but obviously not the full extent of it. But I clearly remember Paul Vogel sort of throwing his arms in the air and saying, God, you know, if we had have known this back in 2008, we would have picked a different site. You know, so clearly...
But surely, if that was his reaction when you were at James Price Point late last year, surely there's still time to suggest a different site.
I would hope so. I mean, we've got to remember that the gas is not at James Price Point. This is purely a location for the processing of the gas from offshore. So it doesn't have to be at James Price Point. It can be processed at a different location. And I think the EPA would admit that if they had have had a bit more freedom with their decision and a bit more knowledge back in 2008, they would have picked a different location. And they clearly seem to have been, committed to seeing through this decision now, because it's so far progressed. But
okay,
it's never too late to do it somewhere else.
Now, just one final question, and that is one of the recommendation that the precinct should avoid dinosaur footprints by being offshore by at least 900 metres. Does that appear to you to be a fair figure?
Well, it's not necessarily to be offshore. It has to be south of James Price Point by 900 metres, which I think it's good that they're hoping to avoid areas where we know for sure there are tracks. But since we've been there last year, I know that the sands have shifted and there have been several new areas exposed where last time when we walked through there, you know, we didn't see them because they were just under beaches. So it's very likely that, you know, in the next few years that situation could change again and more tracks could be exposed. So they could be proposing to build this port precinct in an area that could very likely have dinosaur tracks in it that we haven't yet seen, just because they're currently covered in sand.
Steve Salisbury, thanks very much for your time this morning.
No problem.
Thank you. Steve is a paleontologist from the University of Queensland who's been independently researching the sites of dinosaur tracks in the Kimberley.